A bankruptcy expert says it's still unclear if the government's proposed Wall Street bailout would fix the financial crisis. Law professor Robert Lawless says the White House has been painting a picture of gloom and doom without providing enough information to get a full view of the problem. He says more details would be needed to show out how the bailout would work or how an economic disaster would happen without the bailout. Lawless suggests the government should have focused on the homeowners who can't pay their mortgages.
Our leaders in both Congress and the executive branch are telling us that that was the root cause of the problem, and Congress could help fix the problem by providing relief for the homeowners directly. That should solve everything. If that's not going to solve everything, then there are other things going on that we're not being told about.
Lawless says it appears banks are unwilling to lend money to each other right now, and he says that won't continue indefinitely, but says it's unclear how the bailout is supposed to speed the recovery. A long-term project to update the Cunningham Children's Home in Urbana has gotten a $500,000 boost. The grant from Richard and Roseanne Noel was inspired by a campaign organized by former Illinois men's basketball coach Lou Henson and one of his top players from the 80s, Kendall Gill. Henson hopes it spurs other gifts.
We've had a lot of unbelievable gifts, but this is by far the largest, and maybe this will encourage others to help out.
All told, Cunningham Children's Home President Marlon Livingston says it'll cost $8 million to build a new school and recreation center for more than 100 additional children and teens with emotional and behavioral difficulties.
What you're seeing is a shift in more difficult kids, more what they call acute kids. But they're still, at the end of the day, they're still kids. And so even though their behaviors might be more challenging, it's still the same philosophy of making sure they know they belong to a place, making sure that they can gain mastery over things.
At the same time, Livingston says students are learning how to give back to others, which he calls a valuable therapeutic tool. An Illinois state representative wants to make sure train operators won't be tempted to use their cell phones while they're on duty. Leah Kuhn has that story.
Earlier this month, 25 people died in a commuter rail crash in California. Investigators there think the train operator at fault may have been sending text messages at the time of the collision. That got the attention of Illinois State Representative Sid Mathias, the top Republican on the House Mass Transit Committee.
Well, it is unacceptable, and it certainly can lead to a tragedy as it has in California, and we don't want it to happen anywhere else.
Metra, the Chicago Transit Authority, and Amtrak say they already prohibit personal cell phone use by operators. But Mathias says a federal ban would make them think twice before reaching for their cell phones. If the feds don't act soon, he says he'll sponsor legislation making that behavior a crime in Illinois. I'm Leah Kuhn.
Indiana University says an NCAA charge that it failed to monitor its men's basketball program is unwarranted. Says it's because its former coach, Calvin Sampson, and his coaching staff withheld information and concealed impermissible phone calls from the compliance department. The deal is included in Indiana's response to the latest NCAA charge level this summer. The report was released today in response to a Freedom of Information request from the Associated Press. The NCAA accused Sampson and his assistants of four major violations stemming from more than 100 impermissible phone calls to recruits made by Sampson and his assistants, while Sampson was still on probation for a similar phone call scandal at Oklahoma. Indiana is awaiting word on possible penalties from the NCAA. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from St. John's Catholic Newman Center. Since 1927, the Newman Center has served the spiritual needs and development of students, faculty, and staff through a program of prayer, study, and service. Learn more on the web at sjcnc.org.
It's 5:34. AM 580's Mike Sola has our weather.
And Tom, most of the two-state area right now has temperatures in the 60s and 70s, a few 80s in the southern portion of the two-state area with Evansville at 82, Carmi, Harrisburg, and Metropolis in southern Illinois at 81. And the coolest temperatures across northern Indiana with some light rain at Valparaiso and South Bend, both at 61 degrees, cloudy over Champaign-Urbana in 67, and the radar still showing some scattered showers and a couple of isolated thunderstorms that stretch generally across south-central Illinois from just north of St. Louis through Macoupin and Montgomery County, south of the Springfield area, and then riding right along, basically right along Interstate 70 in areas to the north. A few lightning strikes detected, but generally pockets of some light to moderate and a few cells with some heavy rain. So we expect the most activity across the two-state area to be in the south tonight. There will be also a few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm in northern Indiana as well. And lows tonight will range from 45 in northwestern Illinois to around 56 degrees in the south. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, breezy, cooler. Still a chance for a few showers as cool air rushing over Lake Michigan could trigger some general showers across northern Indiana. And highs tomorrow range from 60 in northern Illinois to 70 in the south. Tonight in Champaign-Urbana, mostly cloudy through the evening with a slight chance for a passing shower. And then clearing and cooler overnight, the low down to 50, clouds and sunshine, breezy and cooler tomorrow, the high 62. It's 67 degrees at 535. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Stunning events today on Capitol Hill and Wall Street. The Dow tanked more than 700 points. That came as the financial bailout package went down in defeat in the House of Representatives. We're reporting various angles of this story throughout our program. Even before Wall Street and Congress came to work today, they had a stark reminder of the severity of the financial crisis. The federal government arranged for the sale of another major bank, Wachovia. Citigroup will pay